This week on The Marquee, we've got mob families and things that continue to go bump in the night. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wider release this week, in Insidious Chapter 2, after the successful rescue of their son from a demon in another dimension called the Further, the Lambert family is trying to move on. Unfortunately, something from the Further wants more than just their son back this time.
The Family stars Robert De Niro as a notorious mobster who's placed in witness protection in Normandy, France, with his wife and teenage kids. While they struggle to fit in, their enemies back home attempt to track them down and get their revenge.
Opening at the gateway, KISS frontman Gene Simmons narrates Sample This. This documentary explores the influence of a long-forgotten album by the incredible Bongo Band and how it has shaped hip-hop for generations.
In the mumblecore dramedy Drinking Buddies, Olivia Wilde and Jake Johnson star as a couple of co-workers whose perfectly platonic relationship comes into question after a weekend getaway with their significant others. If you aren't used to the improvised style, the uneven tone may be a bit off-putting, but the mostly charming cast manages to make it a naturally awkward film about real-life relationships.
In Short Term 12, Grace, played by Brie Larson, is a 20-something supervisor at a foster home for at-risk teens. She struggles with finding the right balance between her stressful yet rewarding work and her relationship with her boyfriend and coworker.
Opening at the Drexel, Napoleon Dynamite co-writer Jerusha Hess directs Austenland. Kerry Russell plays an obsessive fan of the BBC's Pride and Prejudice, who books a ticket to a British resort in search of her own Mr. Darcy. But for my pick this week, I'll go with The Family. It's silly and contrived, but it's still a whole lot of fun.
I partially agree with Kristen, but despite liking both the premise and the cast of The Family, I think it was made 20 years too late. Instead, I'll recommend Insidious Chapter 2, which is hopefully just as entertaining as the first.
Or if your weekend plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Star Trek Into Darkness. In the follow-up to director J.J. Abrams' 2009 franchise reboot, Kirk, Spock, and the rest of the Enterprise crew find themselves racing to a distant planet to bring a rogue Starfleet agent to justice.
Funny man Craig Robinson stars in the Tyler Perry-produced Peoples. Robinson's Wade decides to crash his girlfriend's family reunion in the Hamptons, much to her father's chagrin. Co-stars include Kerry Washington, S. and Patha Merkinson, and David Alan Greer.
In director Suzanne Beer's latest, Love is All You Need, a Danish woman leaves her cheating husband behind and travels to her daughter's wedding in Italy, where she meets a handsome widower who's dealing with some issues of his own.
Chasing Ice follows National Geographic photographer James Balog as he uses time-lapse cameras to record Arctic glaciers over the course of several years to study how they're affected by our ever-changing planet. If you're looking for something a little older, there are plenty of worthy catalog titles to check out, including the complete Friday the 13th collection and Crystal Lake Memories, a massive 6-hour-plus documentary series about the Friday the 13th franchise. Also being released is the Vincent Price version of The Fly, and a lot of thrillers, including The Marathon Man, The Talented Mr. Ripley, Snake Eyes, Sliver, Joyride, and Jennifer 8.
Well, for my pick this week, I've got to go with Star Trek Into Darkness. I'm not the lifelong Trekkie that Nick is, but J.J. Abrams made me a fan of the franchise in 2009, and his follow-up didn't disappoint.
Well, I was a fan of the 2009 film, but sadly, my feelings toward Into Darkness are lukewarm at best. Instead, my pick this week goes to the 10-film Friday the 13th collection. It too may cause some disappointment among lifelong fans of the franchise, since it doesn't include any of the unrated versions of the films.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Dancing, Addiction, and Dads on the Rampage. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and moviesHateYouToo.com.
Until next week,
how we deal with death is at least as important as how we deal with life.